The following episode has been pre-recorded.
This is an LTD Entertainment presentation.
Welcome to Brian C. Pusey's Safe Haven Podcast, where our aim is to encourage, enhance, and advance you to the next level on your Christian journey. We're prayerful that you'll stick around and listen to the message that God has for you, delivered by yours truly, Reverend Brian C. Pusey. The door is open. Let's go in together. Welcome to Safe Haven Podcast. I'm your host, Reverend Brian C. Pusey. I'm praying that everyone is doing well today. Today is a great day, to hear a message from the Lord. Today's message is exclusively audio today. Video is having a little technical difficulties, but that's okay. You know, God is still good. We're going to do audio. So therefore, don't worry. For those who love the video, you'll see the video next week, another video next week, but for this week in particular, we're going to go back to old school, do audio a little bit. Not going to do the old format of many different segments, so we're going to try and keep it to the same format that we do with video. So today's message is going to be a great one. It's coming from the Gospel of St. Matthew, coming from chapter 9, actually. So if you have your swords ready, we're going to be coming from Matthew chapter 9. Verses 35 through 38. Once again, that's Matthew chapter 9, verses 35 through 38. Going to be reading to you from the New Revised Standard Version. It reads as follows. Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and curing every disease and every sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. For the next few moments that we have together, I ask that you pray with me on the topic, a few good workers. A few good workers. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I want to just thank you right now for another opportunity. I'm just grateful that once again that we are able to become together as one body, and able to be able to bless your, to praise your name right now. And right now, I just ask that you just use me, O Lord. Empty me out, Heavenly Father, and fill me up with your Holy Ghost. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be found acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my most blessed Redeemer. In your Son, Jesus' name, I pray. Amen and thank God. So, today's message, a few good workers. Think about it, everyone. When we come into today's message, Jesus just got through doing a whole lot. If you read the entire Matthew chapter 9 in general, you'll see that Jesus did a lot. He healed a paralyzed man. He called Matthew, the one, who ended up becoming one of Jesus' disciples. He called the one that wrote this scripture, wrote this text today. He talked about fasting, and he talked about He also restored a woman, a girl, to life and healed another woman. And then he went off and healed two blind men. And then he would heal somebody who could not talk. But guess what? Today, at this point, in this text, we're talking about something that is missing in today's church. Matter of fact, in today's Christian journey is You know, it says in the New Revised Standard Version, the harvest is great and laborers are few. I heard it in a different translation where they're talking about the landscape is great, but the workers are few. Amen? In other words, this time, you know, a lot of people, when you hear a person in school coming up for career day, you ask the young person a question. You ask, what do they want to be when they grow up? A lot of people say basketball player. They say they want to be an actor. Some say they want to be a rapper. Nothing wrong with being a rapper, actor, a basketball player, or even a football player. They go in for something that they see. They see it in the limelight, and they say, I want that. I want what comes with that. I want the money. I want the fame. I want the fortune. I want the recognition. The last thing that you hear anybody say when they're a kid, unless they have been groomed from it since childhood, but more likely you don't hear it a lot still even then, is when someone asks them, they say, you never hear them say, I want to be a preacher. You never hear them say, I want to be a man or woman of God. Why is that? Why is it that this profession, this ministry, this calling is something that is a hard thing? Because when you think about it, many that they always say, what did he say? You know, they say forgive me while the Lord is working with me. It's more or less like this. There are a lot of people out there that want to be in the ministry for the wrong reasons. Amen. In other words, there's many are chosen, but few are called. Amen. That's what I was trying to say, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for emailing it to me right now. And I was checking my text messages. And you know what? The Lord said it best. You know, he said, many are chosen, but few are called to be. In other words, there are a lot of people out here doing what we're doing what I'm doing. And you know what? There's nothing wrong with that. The only problem is, and that's one of the things where our time has got to be focused on studying the word a whole lot more, because you can't just be expecting us to come to you on Sundays or Wednesdays or whatever days of the week that you find the time to listen to us, especially if you listen to us on a podcast. Amen. Wink, wink. You know, you got to be able to discern whether or not that person that is doing the preaching is really qualified to tell you what is going on. When we look into the text today, it's quite simple. Jesus went about all the cities and villages. He didn't just stick at one. He didn't just say, oh, I'm just going to set up shop here and that's that. No, he went all over teaching in all the synagogues that he came in contact with. Kind of reminds me of me, as you know, a lot of people don't understand that safe haven is not just some brick and mortar. Safe haven is whenever you see me walk into your door, when you see me walk into your church, talk to you, the members, or talk to your pastor, talk to whomever. That's when safe haven is in the house every time the Lord uses me to walk into the house of God. Amen. So therefore, when I'm walking around and I'm doing my thing, I remember a few weeks ago, after I left the church that I'm working with, that I'm partnered with, the ICU, when I left there, I went to another church called New Beginning Worship Center. You know, I went over there. Was it my goal to do anything? Was I asked to come there? No, the Lord called me to come there that day, because little did I know, when I walked in the door, that the pastor was the only minister that was up front in the on the roster. So therefore, guess what? He asked me to help him out. He asked me to give an altar call. And you know what? Me being a servant of the Lord, wearing my ICU shirt on and wearing my dress down clothes that I wear nowadays as a minister, which is nothing wrong with dressing up, but some days you just got to dress like the people that you are trying to help out. Amen. Got there, and I prayed a prayer like never before. Almost said the wrong name of the church. Almost said Safe Haven. Then I almost said ICU. Then I remember where you are, Brian, because this is what the Lord was telling me. He said, remember where I sent you for today, right now in this very moment. What I'm trying to say is I came there to represent the Lord, not just represent ICU, not just to represent Safe Haven, not even to represent New Beginning. I'm here to represent the Lord, amen. when one of the ushers came to me after church, after the service, he said to me, "I didn't know you were a preacher. Why didn't you tell me?" And I told him that if you didn't know, I wasn't going to let you know. If you saw the light in me that's shining within me, you will know just by looking at me, knowing it by my presence, because I'm one of the worker bees. I'm the one that gets out there. I roll up my sleeves. I do what I can. You know, with one of the things the Lord has taught me in this wonderful time, he's taught me how to take my time, not to put too much of my work ethic into everything, but just enough and let the Lord do the rest. Amen. The Lord told me one day, he said, "Brian, you gotta step back a little bit. One of the reasons why you're frustrated with where you are is because you put way too much of yourself into it when you don't need to. Just put a little bit in it and let me take care of it. You're trying to do my job. Don't do my job. Let me do my job while you do your job." Amen. And you know, that's one what he's probably trying to tell many of us, probably even you today, is that we both got to take a time. Amen. This leads me to the first point of today's message. For a few good workers, the three points today are going to be questions. So I'm going to state the first question. Are you willing to? I'll say that again for my note takers. Are you willing to? Meaning, are you willing to go to work? Are you willing to roll up your sleeves? Are you willing to do what it says in what Jesus did in verse 36, where it says, when he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Hello there. That's one thing that a lot of us are missing these days. A lot of preachers, matter of fact, a lot of people these days lack empathy. They lack compassion for anybody they come in contact with. It's like we're walking in an impatient world with impatient thoughts and impatience and impulsiveness, and it leads to arrogance and ignorance. Amen. I can't say it again because I didn't write it down. The Lord just emailed it to me in my heart, and I'm just letting it all out as I go along. Amen. But one thing that's a problem is that a lot of people want to harass others. A lot of people want to pick on others. A lot of people want to bully on others. But the last thing that you need to be, especially as a man or a woman of God, is a person who lacks compassion. Don't tell me that you have compassion when you're dissing another minister. Don't tell me you have compassion when you are dissing your fellow man or your fellow woman. Amen. Don't tell me you have compassion when you can't, when you turn your nose to somebody in need of help. Amen. If you're able to help them, that's one thing. If you're not able to help them, that's one thing. But if you're able to help them and you're still not helping them, shame on you. Amen. So one of the things you got to remember that when, if you're one of the few good workers, are you willing to roll up your sleeves? Are you willing to have compassion? Are you willing to put yourself in the shoes of the oppressed? Are you willing to put your shoes, your heart and soul into someone who does not have the same compassion that you do for the Lord, but your goal is to try and give them an idea to plant a seed? Amen. You can't just be sitting around acting like you know it all when you don't even know who you are. You don't even know whose you are. Amen. I remember the other day I was talking to someone, a family member, a distant family member. Never met the person in person, but we have communication every now and again on the internet, on social media. I learned that the family member had been saying the last name differently than I say the last name, than anybody on from this part of the family tree would say the name. And you see my name. You see the name on the marquee. When you click, you hear me say it every week, Reverend Brian C. Pugsley. You hear the name Pugsley. But I bet you many of you first saw it, said Pugsley. And, you know, I've heard people call me that all my life, said it wrong. And, you know, it's understandable if you didn't know. And I decided to take the initiative after a couple years of communication off and on with the family member. I decided to educate the person. I said, you know, you've been saying that name wrong all your life. And I don't know how he took it. I'm not sure, because after I informed him, he went silent. But that's okay. I'm like, It's cool if you want to continue to call yourself what who you been the say your name the way you've been saying it all your life. That's fine. That's good and dandy. I'm not going to knock you for it. But it's good to know the way that it's supposed to be said. Amen. And, you know, it's the same thing. I decided that I had compassion. I didn't come and say, this is how you say it. And the way you've been saying it was wrong all your life. And forget about how you said it and how many people will call you whatever they called you. No, I said, look, I understand if you're going to continue to call yourself that, that's cool. I'm not going to knock you for it. I don't think anybody else in the family should. If your part of the family didn't know, that's fine. It's good to give you a different perspective, amen? Just like how I found out my whole name was Irish. I had no earthly idea. I knew my first name was Irish, but I had no idea my last name was Irish. Now, I know what you're thinking. I'm an African-American. How in the world do I have Irish blood in me? Well, you know what? God is good all the time. You know what? God just mixed me up with some of the greatest nationalities in the world, and hello, here I am, amen? That's about as best as you're going to get from me. I believe in all, and I do all, and I stand for all, amen? I'm not going to just sit here and be pro-black and not be pro-Irish or not be pro-Native American. I am pro-people, amen? And you know what? That's different than what you think. That is different than being a radical. That means I am all for justice, but I'm also for justice for all, amen? Because you know what? Jesus stood for all of us. He didn't just stand for one set of people. He stood for us all. Now, my goal is, yes, I will stand with the people who are actually fighting to stand for all. Amen? That's what I do. That's how I am. If you don't like it, I understand, but I will continue to pray for you. Continue to pray for me. Amen? But I am not going to sit back and shy away from doing what God has called me to do and being who God has called me to be. After you ask yourself the question, are you willing to? You got to ask yourself, are you equipped to? I'll say that again for the note takers. Are you equipped to? Funniest thing happened on the way to the podcast booth today, podcast chair. You know, funny thing happened to me today. I woke up not feeling great this morning. And you know what? I was like, oh boy, this is not going to be good for me. I have to go to the ICU. Not the intensive care unit. I had to go to the Emmanuel Church Unusual. And I said, I have to go there. I have to do my job. I have to be able to do the digi-pastoring thing. And I was like, can I do it? The Lord toughed me through. He got me through it. And I got there today. I got there in one piece. And you know what? Heard the message. The message was sound. The message was great. And I was sitting there in my desk. And I was just listening and looking at the service, looking at the crowd. I was looking at how the YouTube was being taped. I was looking at the preacher preaching, looking to see if the person who was working the screen was doing everything right. You know, I was doing it quietly, but you know, the Lord, I was meditating on the word for this evening. And then I was meditating on the word that I'm going to be preaching there on the fourth Sunday of this month. And I was like, boy, Lord, you're giving me a whole lot to think about here. But the Lord told me one thing. He said, I'm equipping you right now, Rev. I'm equipping you right now. He said, Rev, that's the first time he called me Rev. But he also said this, Brian, I understand what you're going through. You sit here and you're wondering, are you equipped to do what you're doing? You always ask yourself that question. You've been asking yourself that question for almost 20 years of preaching and being a minister. You've always said, just because I didn't, I've always wondered, I said, since because I didn't go to seminary, I didn't go through the classes, I didn't go through the trials, I didn't go through the essays, the long nights and sleepless nights and everything that they have to go through in order to earn the degree, the doctorate, the what have you, to be able to be called Dr. So-and-so, Reverend Doctor, and whatever, MD, PhD, you name it, I always felt inept. I always felt like I was a little bit off the chain. But then the Lord said, remember the name of this particular church, Unusual. You are unusual. You are the face of what this church is all about. Even though you are not called to be the pastor of that church, you are the example. You are the sample. You are what you are the resemblance of what that church means. Amen. You are an unusual pastor. You've done things like nobody else has ever done before. This is what the Lord has told me as he was equipping me for not only this message, but for messages to come. He was telling me that you created a podcast that nobody else would have thought of. You made it work during a time when people couldn't even go inside the church. Amen. It changed my outlook completely. Amen. I am a different preacher because of it. At first, I was a preacher with no reps, meaning I wasn't getting any opportunities to preach. But here I am right now preaching you to you wherever you are, no matter what you're doing, what you're saying, what you're praying, what you're playing with. Amen. You're probably listening to me in the background while you're cooking your dinner or while you're sitting at the table on your break, eating your lunch. Amen. Whatever it is you're doing and however you're doing it, I praise God for you. And guess what? Here's another thing that's a beautiful blessing from the Lord Almighty. Guess what? I know more preachers out there today than you will ever know. And they're all going to be coming to Safe Haven one day. They are going to be preaching a word to the Lord. Amen and hallelujah. Guess what? Another great thing. Another seed had been planted in me just recently. I found a meeting space one day. Guess what? I'm working on it. And I'm going to be praying and working on it very hard. A meeting space where we all could come together and pray together and praise the Lord together. That's right. Safe Haven will be coming soon to a live place. Amen. That's how the Lord is using me. He's equipping me. I'm not there yet. But you know what? I'm not just going to keep this to myself. I am going to share with us. I'm going to share with the ICU. I'm going to share with another church that doesn't even know they need it right now. Amen. If you're looking, I got it. I'm a location scout, amen, and you know what? The Lord has blessed me to find places, not just for Safe Haven, not just for the ICU, but for any church out there that wants to go somewhere, amen, wants a seed planted right then in there, amen. Praise the Lord right now. He's equipping me, and guess what? Whatever it is you're going through, he's equipping you. After you ask yourself the question, are you willing to? After you ask the question, are you equipped to? You got to ask the question. This is the final question for today. Are you going to? I'll say it again. Are you going to? As you know, at the end of today's text, it says in verse 38, therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Amen. When the Lord asked me to be a preacher, I was scared. Matter of fact, when he asked me to be a preacher, I was probably 19, 20 years old, not knowing what was going on, still wet behind the ears and whatnot. I was in a church that didn't exactly groom me to a degree to be who I have become to this day, on this day. But guess what? Here I was. I remember the day. I remember the exact day. I don't remember what day of the year it was, what day of the month it was. But I knew it was a Sunday, and the young people were doing a skit. They were doing a skit in church. We were doing a bunch of skits. It was an after church thing. And I remember I wrote a play. Matter of fact, they wanted it to reflect scriptures and whatnot. My original idea was going to be about a man. It was going to be like the Saul to Paul moment. And it was going to be about a guy who was a Muslim, who got called and become a Christian. But they turned that down because they said, it's too radical, Brian. That's too radical. You can't write that. You can't put that in the church. I was like, okay. And so on that day, on the fly, I wrote a new script. I wrote a script that was beyond amazing. It was about a preacher who was losing his way. It had nothing to do with the scripture that it was supposed to be based upon. But guess what? I wrote it anyway because I did not know that I was 20 years ahead of myself. I was writing 20 years into the future. Amen. I did not know I was going to be writing about me in the year 2020. I wrote it in 1999. I had no idea in 20 years almost 20 years, I'd be thinking to myself, what am I doing? Amen. I had no idea that I would be writing about a preacher who lost his way. Amen. And trust me, this preacher lost his way in December of 2019. Amen. I preached at a church that in a denomination that I've been wanting to preach in all my young life since I was called into the ministry. It may not have been the exact church, But it was based off the same church. It was named from the same church. It was spun off from the church. Went in there, and I probably did good. I don't know. I still, to this day, don't know if I did good, because I didn't feel like I did good. Amen. I felt like I was lost. Yes, a lot of people told me that they loved the word. A lot of people. But the one person that didn't touch was yours truly. And one thing that the Lord told me right then and there, and I told the Lord, I said, I can't do this anymore. I really said I couldn't do this anymore. I didn't tell anybody that I was out of the ministry, but I just said, I can't do this anymore. You know, and I stepped down from that church, and I kind of just like went into hiding, went to a ghost, and, you know, and then suddenly, when the pandemic hit, oh, Lord, I realized I needed to get out and do something. I couldn't just sit back and watch church on TV every week and still. I realized that I had a platform, amen. I had a podcast. At first, I was like, this podcast was not set up for that. My mother told me, yes, my mother gets a shout out. My mother told me that this podcast should be about your ministry. And I was like, I don't want to be about my ministry. But you know what? The Lord shaped it anyway. He shook me and he rattled me and he rolled. My mother planted the seed and the Lord watered the grass. Amen. And it blossomed. And here we are today. One of the biggest things that my podcast has ever produced is the seven last words, where you hear other ministers, seven ministers, come and praise the Lord in the way that they know how. And you know what? It doesn't matter if they have doctorate degrees or they just starting out for the first time. I have a protege out there now that I am mentoring in the best way that I most possibly can. At first, I didn't know what I was doing, but now I'm beginning to understand this thing, because just like I was when I was a young kid in the church, when I was an usher and they had me voted me in as a chaplain, I had no idea what a chaplain does. Yes, I know that the chaplain prays. But you know what? I wasn't very good at it. But you know what I did one day? I actually got on my knees in private and prayed and said, Lord, make me a better chaplain. And from this day forward, I pray like I've never prayed before. You will hear me. If you ever heard me pray in public, you will understand what I'm talking about. Amen. So what I'm trying to tell you is that when you ask yourself, are you willing to? When you ask yourself, are you equipped to? When you ask yourself, are you going to? After you ask those questions, here's what the answer should be. Are you willing to? Yes. Are you equipped to? I will be. And are you going to? Of course, without a doubt. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for this message and the messenger. We pray that this word just touches everyone in the way that it was delivered. Oh, Heavenly Father, we pray for every member and every visitor and every friend and every partner of this wonderful, wonderful ministry named Safe Haven Podcast. So, Heavenly Father, we thank you right now for everyone. We pray this prayer in your Son Jesus' name. Amen. I want to thank you all for tuning in today. I thank you for this. This is a nice little switch up, going back to old school for me. And I'm grateful for it. I want to do a quick announcement on the fourth Sunday of this month, for those who are in the Chicagoland area, Northwest Indiana area, going to be preaching at the Emmanuel Church Unusual Chicago at 10538 Langley Avenue in Chicago. Like I said, the church meets at the Poe Elementary School in the Pullman Area District. We'll be preaching there at 9:30 a.m., their 9:30 a.m. service. Their services only last 1 hour. We would love to have you come out. I would love to see you in person. Shake your hand, give you a pound, give you a hug, give you a warm greeting up in person for those who are able to. They also are going to be streaming on YouTube at ICU Chicago for YouTube, and the same call letters for their Facebook page. You can see us that way, and it'll be great. I'll be great to see you. It'll be great. For that Sunday, Safe Haven Podcast, we'll have a rebroadcast. I will not be having a broadcasted service on that day, but you will be able to see me in person, and I will be preaching a fresh word in person, and I'm going to have a little surprise for you on that day if you show up. You'll be glad to be a part of it because I'm going to make sure that you have an experience you never forget. Amen. In the meantime, guys, I want to pray that you have an awesome week. If you haven't listened to any of the podcasts previously, please click below and on the social media page of your choice. If it's on the web page, please come to www.safehavenpodcast.org. You can click and listen to all previous sermons. You can leave a ministry contact prayer request only. Please leave a ministry contact and prayer request only. I'm not looking for any false solicitations. I'm just looking for pure, unadulterated encouragement. Amen. In the meantime, guys, we're going to pray us out, praying that you have a blessed week. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I want to just thank you right now for another opportunity to come together. We pray that as you dismiss us from this place, please never dismiss us from your presence. We pray this prayer in your Son, Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Amen. See you all next week.
This was an LTD Entertainment presentation.